Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Tom, and happy summer to you and Kelly. It's just fabulous weather we're having.
It is really good. And you know what, Susie? We're so lucky to be here on Maui. I keep reading story after story about heat and everything on the mainland. And I go, my God, give me those trade winds.
We sure got them. Everybody comes to Maui just for that, and that's why I moved here 12 years ago.
Now, Susie, I wanted to talk to you this morning about stand-up paddling. I know you are the diva of stand-up paddling. You're one of the originators here in Hawaii. At least I consider you to be a real pioneer in this. But I still think that people don't understand what are the health, the physical benefits of stand-up paddling. And I wonder if you could share with us some of those benefits this morning.
Oh, Tom, I'd be happy to. Well, thank you for your compliments, but yes, I like to, as we say, share the stoke of stand-up paddling and all the health benefits. So, boy, it's been a while now, and I'm just still getting the email and the pictures of people transforming not only their bodies, but their minds, their relationships, their families, and even the dog.
Wait a minute. I know you're going to go into some detail on this, but could we just jump right to the relationships part?
Exactly.
Is that happening?
Well, it's a sport that people can take up together no matter what your level of fitness is and no matter where you live. And, you know, you can do it on lakes, rivers, of course, the ocean. But it's bringing couples together. So now they have a sport they can do together. And it's really cool to see that. I like that about
it. So this kind of reminds me, like we could talk about stand-up paddling, kind of like that Cole Porter song, you know, bees do it. Birds do it. Birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it.
I like it.
They
like
all do stand-up paddling together.
That's right. Well, you know, I wrote an article some time ago about two things about our health. You know, we talk about body health, but also mind health is important, on the show. And we talked about, you know, how stand-up paddling, so many people have been so brave to share with me how stand-up paddling has cured their depression. And I think it's huge to hear that.
Is that because they get a chance to maybe be relaxed, maybe alone with their thoughts, and yet there's a physical action going on at the same time?
Oh, it's the combination of all those feel-good hormones going through your body. You know, you don't have your phone. No one can text you. No one can say, hey, make the dinner, please. Or, you know, you're out all by yourself. You own it. You're with your own thoughts, which is hopefully good. It allows you to reconnect with yourself and nature. You know, and you're getting those endorphins going through your body, those serotonin feel-good hormones that just do your brain a whole lot of good. And I literally have just seen some really touching emails that have come my way about that, and I'm really glad. I'm a strong believer and advocate in mental health, and this is just a cool way to make yourself happy.
You know, it sounds great. I'm not sure if I might get depressed if I didn't have my cell phone with me, you know. Wasn't able to text while I was doing it. But I'm willing to look at the other side, okay? I have an open mind on this.
I appreciate that.
But I'm also curious about the physical benefits. I mean, do you get a slim waist, broad shoulders? I mean, what happens physically when you start paddling?
It's transforming. And as a fitness trainer, I have seen really bodies take new shape. And I wrote an article about, if you remember, called Shred to Shed.
Yes.
You know? And, wow, I can't believe it. People say, oh, yeah, it's all your core, until they really get out there and see what I'm talking about. You know, they're really missing the boat, because stand-up paddling has, you know, it'll strengthen your upper body, your core, your thighs, your butt. You know, it'll burn a lot of calories. And, oh, my gosh, it's just incredible. You can do sprints on the water. You can ride big waves and get that adrenaline pumping that burns a lot of calories.
Now,
Susie,
what about people who maybe are just, you know, standing on the shore watching this happen? Do they need to prepare in any way before they go out, or should they check with a doctor?
That's a great question, Tom. What I discovered when I take brand new beginners out that have not really had the chance to have a water sport in their life.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing they notice, and this is kind of a good thing, is that they notice that, well, gee, if I fall off the board, I got to get back on. And they discover that just pulling your own body weight back up onto the board can be daunting for someone that's not as conditioned.
Okay.
But you can certainly do it. So I always recommend maybe start with some push-ups, some leg squats, nothing crazy, but really, I've worked with the most deconditioned people you can imagine to the most fit.
All right, let's not get personal, okay?
Right, well, you know what I mean.
Susie, I would probably like, you know, stay real close to the shore. Tom, you've got to get off the beach. You've got to get off the beach.
Susie, I think we should do a live show from the beach with you getting on the board.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Susie, people want to get a hold of you or look at your videos. How can they do that?
Oh, they can call me anytime at 808-283-2121. And then be sure to hop on over to SusieTrainsMaui.com. And for this show in particular, StandUpPaddlingFitness.com.
StandUpPaddlingFitness.com. Now, I understand you're up on YouTube now, aren't you?
I am. I'm really having some fun with that. I don't know why I waited so long. So, yes, you can go on YouTube and just Google my name, and you'll see some fun videos there to hopefully inspire you, entertain you, and educate you all at the same time.
And remember, that's Susie, S-U-Z-I-E.
Correct. Thank you.
Susie Cooney. And go up on YouTube and share. They're going viral, by the way.
Thanks, yeah. Tom.
People are talking to me all the time. People are flagging me down. You know Susie Cooney, right?
So, yes, I do. And if we put you up there, I get a lot more hits, too, you know. So I think we have to work on that.
Susie, we've got about 2 minutes left. Are there, like, maybe two or three things that you want to say to people who might be thinking about stand-up paddling?
I encourage them to embrace the sport. Give it a try. I also teach, if they're coming to Maui, give me a call, and I will hold your hand from beginning to end. I really encourage you to try this amazing sport. It will change your life and change your body.
So you mean all I have to do to be able to hold your hand is to call you up and say, teach me how to stand up paddle?
I might charge you double, but yes.
You want to hold two hands, it's double.
Right.
Now, there's a lot of contests and things going on all over the world. I see people doing this on lakes and everywhere.
Wow. We can't keep up. It used to be one here and there, and now there's like 10 on a weekend. We've got a big one coming up, the Nash Race, here on Maui. It's incredible. July 22nd. Don't miss it. From Maliko Gulch all the way to the harbor, it is one amazing, spectacular race.
What is that, about 1,000 miles?
It feels like it sometimes. No, it's only 10, but the last 20 minutes, I can't swear on the radio here, but it is, you know what, it's hard.
You must
first
be burnt,
10 yeah. are easy, but the last 20 minutes are the hardest.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, the first 9.5 miles are a breeze. Yeah, for you.
Well, you know.
Susie, give us your number one more time and your website, and then we're out of here.
All right. 808-283-2121, and my website, Susie, S-U-Z-I-E, TrainsMaui.com, and hop on over to StandUpPaddlingFitness.com as well.
And get up on YouTube. Susie
yes.
Cooney.
Oh, don't forget that. Thank you.
Thanks, Susie. You have a great week.
Okay, guys. Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.